You have reached emergency roadside assistance. Are you currently in need of roadside?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Hi. I'm calling because I called you guys all day yesterday. Were you guys open or what happened?
Yes, ma'am. Yesterday, we were getting a lot of calls like this, but yesterday our system was down. So we had to do everything manually. We had to type in everything manually. We had to do everything manually. And we had to learn about it as we go. So that's why some other people really didn't answer. Yes, ma'am.
Girl, I was stuck on the road yesterday. Oh, my God, for hours and hours and hours, girl. It was just a mess. It was a mess. Oh, my God.
Are you okay now?
I'm fine now, yeah. But that was from yesterday. I didn't get home until from noon to midnight. Yeah, because I couldn't get nobody to come and get me. Yeah, I couldn't get nobody to come and get me, so I couldn't get no talk.
I apologize for that yesterday.
Yeah, and then I kept calling my insurance people, and they were calling, and oh my God, girl,
it was a lot.
But yeah, I'm home now, but I got my car here, but I'm gonna need to get my car to the BMW place. So, yeah, I need a tow today.
Yes,
to the BMW place.
Okay.
It's Willene,
Willene.
Uh-huh.
Okay, your last name?
Collins, Collins.
Okay, what's a good callback number just in case we get disconnected today?
720-276-7616.
Okay. And could you give me your member ID number or policy number?
Yeah, I got it. I gotta call them again soon because I gotta find out if I could get a rental or a number if I have that or not.
Oh, you're saying on your insurance?
On my insurance, yeah. I know y'all would know. No, see, I'm gonna call them today.
Yes,
but I do need to. Girl, I paid almost $400 from when I stopped to home. I had to get two because I got to the place that I brought my car to get. Once I did get a tow, I brought it. To a place to get my tire fixed, and they didn't have the tire first. I had to get another tow home. Oh, girl, it was bad. But let me go grab the paper. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grabbing mine. My insurance paper. Hold on. Right on. Let's see the car. Okay. I got it. Oh, I'm glad I called you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you need the policy number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 6-7, and then it's 511-964-924.
Okay, I have 675-181-964-924.
No, 6-7, and then it's 511.
Oh, I'm sorry.
964-924.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, hold on 1 second, because it's not coming up by that policy number. So I'm going to look it up by your name. Hold on.
Oh, you can't find it?
Yes, ma'am. But it's ones that came up. Could you verify the address on the policy?
It's 8625 East Island Avenue, number 3, Denver, 80231.
Yeah, you have two policies on here.
My girl, I could. I've been with them a long time. I could have, because I had a, is it for the BMW?
Hold on 1 second. We're going to the first one. Yes, it's one for the BMW. And the other one is for the same BMW.
Yeah, I don't know. Ain't no telling, girl, with them.
Yes, ma'am, but the policy number that you just gave me is the only one on the first one. But everything else is the same on the second one.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, okay.
But you said you had a 2013 BMW. What was the model?
X6.
X6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the color of the car?
White.
And you said the car just stopped on you?
No, I had a flat. I caught a flat.
Oh, flat tire.
I caught a flat tire, and my the tire was no good. So I needed a tow. So I had to call a guy to come, and he fixed the tire. He took the tire off, put on my spare. My spare was flat. Instead of him going to get air in the tire and bringing it back, I drove it to get air. And by the time I got there, the tire wasn't no good. So that's two flat tires. Then I was still calling to get a tow because I needed a tow to tow it to get my tire fixed to the tire place. So I had to pay again to get it to the tire place. Okay, got to the tire place. The place didn't have the tires. So I had to get it towed again to home. So I got it towed home. So I had to pay all that money yesterday to get this car where it needed to be. Now I need to get it where it needs to be, which is the BMW place.
Okay.
That's why I'm calling this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Which tire is it?
It's the right tire on the back. The back tire.
So rear right tire?
Yeah, rear right tire. Oh, God.
I have three yes or no questions for you to answer today. The first one
No. Do you need where my car needs to go or what?
I gotta ask you these questions first before we go
over there. Okay. Go ahead. That's fine. Because I was trying to get the address where it needs to go.
Yeah, the first question was, does the vehicle shift into neutral?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, it goes neutral. Yeah, reverse neutral park.
Okay. You had a 2013 BMW 6. Okay, and do you know if your vehicle is a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive? And if you don't know, I can look it up.
I really don't know, but I don't know. I really don't know if it's four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. I don't know.
Yeah, it's all-wheel. So it's yesterday's question. And, well, you know this, but the last question is this service a result of an accident?
No. I don't know what happened. I was at the car wash. I left the car wash and my low light came on. And I was right next door to the place where I could have got air in the tire. But I had got up the road when the light came on.
Okay. And will you be there when the tow truck gets there?
Huh?
Will you be there when the tow truck gets there?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. And what's the address to where you located? You're at your home address?
No, I moved, so I'm at another address. I'm not at the 8625 East Island. I'm at 181876 Linden Way. I haven't changed my address with them yet, but I'm going there today because I got to go get my money back. They're gonna give me my money back for all those tolls I did.
You said Linden? So
Linden. It's South Linden.
Salt or South? You were saying South? S-O-U-T-H?
South. Yeah, South.
And then Linden is
L-I-N-D-E-N.
Okay, this is still in Denver?
And the zip code is 802-8224. Girl, when I heard your voice, I was like, what? Did somebody answer? Oh my God, girl. I almost was like shocked that I heard somebody on the line. So you saying that you guys were closed because, I mean, you guys have, what happened? Y'all had to manually.
Yes, ma'am. Our system was down because they were uploading it to a cloud. So we had to wait until they was finished with that. And it took forever. So we had to do everything manual. Typing everything manual, had to send a manual, had to do a lot of stuff manual.
So that took
forever.
Well, I'm gonna I need my car I need my car.
And what's the address you want to take it to? What's the address to the place? To the BMW.
It's 1040 South Colorado Boulevard, Denver, Colorado.
So
it's not that far from me.
South Colorado Boulevard in Denver, Colorado?
It's 1040 South Colorado Boulevard, Denver, Colorado.
Okay, and the zip code, is it the same or?
I don't know the zip code. Let me see. It didn't say it on here. It didn't say. Hold on. Am I having?
0826. Okay, so I have everything mapped and located. I will reach out to some providers and then call you back with the ETA shortly.
Okay.
This is going to be a bummer, but you're covered for $50 of today's service.
Mm-hmm.
But the system is still prompting that you might have to pay something out of pocket.
What happened?
So you're covered for $50 on today's service, and the system is prompting that you still might have to pay something out of pocket for the tolls today.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me, right?
Yes, ma'am. I thought it was just gonna let me go past, but it didn't.
No, I need to go ahead and do that, but I need to call them. I can't pay no more. No.
Yeah, you can submit for reimbursement consideration.
Right, but I mean, I done already spent what? $380 yesterday. $380 yesterday.
Almost $400 some dollars?
Yes, almost. That's what I said. They charged me $115 for the tire thing and $130 for one of the toes and $120 for the other toe. That's $380.
Oh, my yep. Lord.
Yes. That's what I spent to get home yesterday with this car. And I wasn't leaving my car no way.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, the first one that I see is saying that you are covered, the first one. So if the first one answers the phone and they give me a good ETA, we can go with them. But
okay.
If they don't answer or don't have no drivers available, the next one will determine if I got to get a quote for you or not.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm going to call you back with that information.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am.